Okay. 咁我哋咧就 let's move back 啦 ，maybe I can switch back to English so that it's easier, right? So I think we have another very quick matters arising on the enhancement of the Tsuen Wan waterfront. Rosalind, can you brief us, please?
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. At the last meeting, we consulted this task force on the enhancement plan for the Tsuen Wan promenade area. After that, we have put forward the plan to the Tsuen Wan DC on the 27th of March, and general support was obtained. Subsequent to that, we have engaged the Architectural Services Department to start the designing work, which is progressing well. And we have also involved the CEDD to see whether they can explore whether there will be room in their cycle track projects to propose more enhancement, harbourfront enhancement initiative using their own resources in their projects. And everything is working under the original schedule, and we plan to consult the task force again with the completed design hopefully in September 2018. And the plan is to complete the construction work in a year's time so that it could be open for public enjoyment next year.
I think the harbour unit, as well as I think Nexi's team, you know, has been working closely together. It's really good that we have been sticking to the timeline, and please do come back, you know, with updates and design as we proceed. Thank you. Thank you, team. So then let us move on to item number 3, which is transforming Tsim Sha Tsui Star Ferry Bus Terminus into a piazza. This is our paper number TFK-03-2018. I need to, yeah, Connie, you want to give us, you want to say something first? Okay.
I declare that this is proposed by HKILA, Hong Kong Institute of Landscape Architects, and I'm a council member of this. And I surely support this proposal. Should I be excused or can I join my team there?
I would actually suggest, you know, you would join the team there so that you can also give us some inputs, you know.
Thank
All
you.
Right, thank you. All right. So before we actually move on to the declaration of interest, I also want to alert members of some tabled information. One of that is a letter from the Hong Kong Institute of Landscape Architect to the HC Chair on the 9th of November 2017, as well as the 29th of September 2017. And then an email, unfortunately, only in Chinese.
Yes.
Yeah. From Jin Ma Ji Seng, is actually the Tsim Sha Tsui Ferry's voices from Tsim Sha Tsui Ferry, right? So, I think it's actually supporting it. Am I correct?
Okay.
Quickly, objecting it. Okay. So this is very. I think. Let's see. I don't know. I'm just thinking about how can we make sure that colleagues who do not read Chinese can be informed by the contents of this email while for the discussion.
We'll provide translation later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe just the gist, you know, so that at least, you know, you will be informed of the general background, okay? And we are on fair ground for both languages. So with that, I want to welcome a representative from Hong Kong ILA, Mr. Charles Cao. Connie would be on that side as well. It's the general practice of our task force that if there's a proposal from one of our members' association, we'll try to fully deliberate it in an agenda, and I think this is appropriate. All right. So other than Connie, I'd like to invite whether any members have a conflict of interest to declare. If not, then maybe can I invite Charles to brief us and keep your presentation to within 15 to 20 minutes? Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chairlady. My name is Charles. I represent the HKILA to present the Transforming Tsim Sha Tsui Star Ferry Bus Terminus into a Piazza. I will start my presentation now. Okay, in this presentation, we're going to go through a few agendas. The first is the history of the site, and we look into some case studies, and we talk about the current conditions of the site, improvements, and a summary. So the brief history of the site, the Tsim Sha Tsui, the bus terminus back in 1908 was a private lot, and later on it was acquired by the government to turn into a transportation hub. So in 1912, the site was constructed, and the construction started back in 13 and completed in 1916. And by 1924, Salisbury Road was widened to facilitate the business of the location. And that's the site back then. And it was a transportation hub back in time. And rickshaws, so we can see a lot of people using the site quite frequently. And in the 30s, the railroad, everything Hong Kong was developing at the time, 34. 37, and by then the single-story Star Ferry was constructed. But then again, it was a still very simple structure back in time, and the war came. And by then, by 57, the Twin Pier terminal, the ferry terminal was completed. In the 50s, and back in 63, the old Star House was demolished. And in just 4 years, it came back up again, so it was rather quick. And as the time progresses, the transportation hub began to, getting busy. The buses, the taxis, everything was happening at the site. It was very busy. And in 74, the Kowloon station was closed, and the remaining was the clock tower was remained, and everything else was demolished then. And present time, and we'll get some overseas examples. And first, we start with Venice in Italy. It's a world-renowned city with St. Mark's Square being extremely close to the water, and it's a very important public image for Italy as well. And it creates a very strong nodal point and gathering space for the locals and visitors. And similarly, it has a clock tower too. It's a tower. And it's very symbolic for the area. And the landmark itself presents the opportunities for, like I said, visitors and locals to gather and to celebrate events for this important area. And St. Mark's Square is a perfect example of how a successful public square right next to the water can achieve such agenda. And we go to Sydney, the Darling Harbour. Darling Harbour was called the Long Cove area. And back then, it was, a transportation hub back in the early 60s. And the government demolished the transportation hub and turned it into a public use space and moved all the car parks and whatnot outside of the Darling Bay area. And with that, again, it turns the what used to be a transportation area, give back the space to the people and to let, the users, the locals and visitors to get closer to the water and to celebrate that space in a more user-friendly way. And we look at Marina Bay, again, another world-renowned waterfront space. It took the Singapore government quite some time to do the master planning and the land reclamation for this area. And again, the Marina Bay itself has a lot of international features. For instance, the hotels, the landscape design, the urban area, and also the fact that the Marina Bay, aside from being a public square, all the transportations are happening outside the skirt of the Marina Bay area, the waterfront, 3.5 kilometers. And what that does is it takes people to the site, but then again, it doesn't occupy too much of the hard landscape, hard space areas, and again, to facilitate a better use of the space. So some of the common key elements of all the sites that examples we look at is the car parks and bus terminals. They don't really occupy the space of the site. Then again, they share the space in a more fair manner. And in that sense, the conflicts between the pedestrians and the vehicular traffic can be minimized and better separated for a safer environment for everyone. And there's no additional to linear space, i.e. the better open space we look at the square size. All these creates interesting nodal points for people to gather and to celebrate and to take rest and move on to the next space. So the current conditions of the Chimsa Trail Bus Terminus, as we can see from an aerial photograph, is located still in the same vicinity. Majority of the site, 95% of what we see right now, is occupied by the bus terminus and predominantly the hard paving areas, and constantly parked by buses. Excuse me. And the bus terminus was built back in time, so therefore it was utilizing the parallel parking scheme, and that really creates a very difficult passageway for even bus users to get onto, because they have to cross the lanes, which in a sense is a traffic lane, by the way. And these are some of the photos taken day and night, and you can see that this bus, the road surface is very harsh and is predominantly dominated by the buses. And there's very little leftover space for pedestrians to use, even to get to the buses or waiting for the ferries. And then again, the shelters. If you actually go to their site, which I'm sure all of you have been there before, these shelters, they are so gigantic that they actually block your views to the skyline. And there's a clock tower. There's all the great architecture pieces around it, the skylines, and yet these used to be temporary structures, and now have become a permanent, and they really, block your views to the skyline. And next to the site, there's the shopping space, and this particular narrow corridor hosts a lot of public events, exhibitions, even some small concerts, and these are great spaces for users. But then again, they're all confined and congested into such small narrow corridor. And in terms of the transportation mode of the site, of course, it's a transportation hub. But since 72, when the first opening of the Cross Harbor Tunnel, every year new transportation methods to cross the harbor has been developed. And with the target Shaanxi Central Line opening in 2021, we can see that there are multiple ways to get through the harbor, not just by taking a bus to the ferry terminus and then you take a ferry. There's many ways. And to date, I think the ferry still occupies and being used as one of the transportation for some, but most of the time is more like a tourist use rather than a daily, necessarily transport method. And so these pretty much summarize what I just said. The ferry terminus, ferry bus terminus, still serves a key role for transportation, but then again, it's not a direct link for a majority of the users in Hong Kong to cross the harbor. So we think that our proposal essentially wants to turn this hard area, hard space, into a public square. But then again, we're not asking to demolish the entire bus terminus. Perhaps it could be reduced or downsized to a bus stop. It still serves what the buses, their purpose is for, to carry users from A point A to point B, ultimately to get to the ferry. But then again, it doesn't have to take such large hard area to achieve that. So the point of you providing a pickup and drop off points, perhaps that could be suffice enough to achieve that. And then again, this is the photo taken from the Cross Harbor Tunnel. It's a very busy junction point, yet sufficient bus pickup and drop off points could service the needs of the users. So improvements. We're thinking that, like we said, majority of the hard paved area perhaps portion of it can be changed into downsized into a bus stop, or you know, just not so much of a large area, and use that as a public area. For one, to allow the buses to pick up and drop off, and then again, give back the spaces to people for a better use. Removal of some of the hard areas, the structures, to downsize the parallel bus space, to minimize the dangerous crossing of pedestrians, and to downsize the conflicts of such. The shelters, perhaps it could be removed for a better skyline. And the design of the new shelter, should there be a new one, perhaps it could be taken into the theme of the Star Ferry. So some new designs can be done to achieve this. And with the aging population, people, the users who are waiting at the bus terminus or for the Star Ferry, we could provide more public seating areas for them to use. It would be a more user-friendly space compared to what we have right now. And talk about history of the site, the importance of it. And we agree that history needs to be celebrated, but it could take different forms. Perhaps we can use old buses and allow people to get onto the old buses and, you know, talk about histories, let them to go through, see some of the old models that was once used in time, and panels or somewhat can be displayed within the bus or around it. So these becomes attraction points for locals or the visitors, because quite frankly, most of us haven't seen those old photos before until now. And these are important histories, but then again, you know, without you know, publicating this, there's no way to be we won't know the history of the site that well. So a quick summary of the site of our presentation, though, we like to propose that the large bus terminus turn into a small bus stop, perhaps to release more space for the pedestrians and users. And this can somewhat minimize the conflicts that we have now between the pedestrians and the buses fighting for road space. And downsize or remove the eyesore structures, the shelters, and to provide a more quality design and to enhance the visual settings of the overall environment. And allow more seating spaces and facilities and small shelters for pedestrians to use, so it becomes a destination point rather than just go there and take the transportation and move on. And to introduce displays of antique buses or some other facilities to reflect the history and memories of the space. Then we'll talk about the collective memories. And it's important, but then again, we should be creating more collective memories for the future and for the next generation. So a better space will help us to celebrate and achieve that. And at this, I would like to take some time to appreciate the Harbourfront Commission to, you know, we seek our support in doing so. And thank you for spending your time to go through the presentation. Thank you. Okay,
thank you, Charles. Now I invite members for comment, Freddie and then Raymond, okay. And then Mr. Yun, okay.
Right. Thank you, Chairman. On behalf of the Hong Kong IA, we are fully supportive of this proposal by the Hong Kong ILA, and we think this is in the right direction. Notwithstanding the fact that a design competition was actually held and won by one of our members many, many years ago, which unfortunately was overturned due to various reasons. It was an incident that the professionals made some suggestions and judgment, but it was being overturned by unfortunately, sentimental feelings of the society back at the time. In retrospect, maybe the proposal back then should have taken more into consideration of the sentiments of certain people, certain groups of people. And I think learning from that experience in the new proposal, we should be more encompassing in terms of taking on some conservation ideas and making that into a more acceptable proposal to everyone. Now, on the issue of conservation, I think most of the objection back then came from the group who want to preserve the bus stations. Now, this is some kind of an irony, because we all like to preserve the old buildings and the old stuff in Hong Kong, which are disappearing day after day in Hong Kong, in this fast-growing city. We appreciate conservation of important artifacts. But then there is a point that we really need to make a judgment, to take a balance, whether it is doing a bigger common good for the society or whether it's a very niche interest of certain concerned groups or certain interest groups. For example, if we are just preserving the bus stops for the sake of enjoying the connection, the history with the presence of the buses there, then transport department will have to somehow make the bus route the buses to this station, whether this station is practically usable or functionable as a bus station or not, it becomes secondary, right? Because they have to route the bus routes to Tsim Sha Tsui. Now, it becomes a very interesting technical question whether in the first place you need the buses here or not. This is a very anti-intuitive approach to designing a public space, that because you want to preserve the buses there, that you have to route the buses there to keep it a running bus station, and sacrificing the space, the potential of it becoming a great public space. So I think in a way, Hong Kong ILA's proposal to turn this into a large public space but maintain a bus stops of some sort to be worked out, and allowing some connection with the history, is a right balance. So I think that this is a direction worth considering. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to have a show of hands of members who would like to make comments. So after Freddie, I have Raymond, Mr. Yun, Andy, PY, and then Eunice. Anyone else? Okay. Derek, Nixie, Paul. Okay, so I really like what Nixie has mentioned in the first discussion, you know, on matters arising. We are talking about Tonghang. So this is, I think, quite an initial kind of idea that has been presented to us. It's very far away from a detailed proposal that we say yes or no, you know. So in a sense, in view of this, I think we can just brainstorm about some of the ideas, and then we try to propose, you know, a way forward as to how to further explore, rather than to have many rounds of detailed questions. So I hope to confine our comments within one round, okay? Is there any other person who want to raise comments? Okay, thank you. Francis? Okay, and then so then with that we move on to Raymond.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Well, first of all, I think this is first of all I support, you know, the proposals by Hong Kong landscape architects and also from Freddie, because I think they have, you know, mentioned the very solid points. But in here I have to, you know, clarify one of the points which was raised by Jim Ma Ji Sing. Yeah, because I was the person who, you know, who they mentioned about the government department who has a study on the present Star Ferry building, that it cannot be rebuilt because of all these foundation factors. Now, in fact, this was misquoted. In fact, we have no intention to build over or to make it bigger. Just that if somebody mentioned about rebuilding the Star Ferry terminal in order to make more rooms for it, I think that is not feasible because of the building itself is over 660 years. So in a broader perspective, I personally now I'm just an old man, you know, I already retired, and but I still feel very disappointing by having such a discussion has been discussed for over 10 years. And I was also one of the judge, you know, in those years that was, you know, somehow a design was awarded, but somehow was overrun by, you know, some minor groups. I would say this way. So in this session here, I fully support the provision of open space, because Hong Kong has been criticized for many years that we are very lacking of a public space, and this is, I think, the best position to give one for the Hong Kong people. But one other thing is, I'm sure that the Hong Kong government has done very well study of how to reroute the bus route, just that it doesn't happen because of all these, you know, opinions raised by some of these pressure groups. And one last point is that I also think that, I also raised that to the Hong Kong, to the LCSD, is that once we have this open space reprovided for Hong Kong people, which is a very good one, that hoping, you know, the bell tower can have the bell ring again. So that will be really for the Hong Kong people, for the bigger good. Okay, thank you.
Raymond, Mr. Yun.
好啊，主席，我用中文讲啊，我见到即系多谢嗰个即系 presentation 啦，同埋都听到唔同委员讲，但系都希望大家谂真啲咧，即系如果大家用呢个角度咧，我可以预计到咧，即系将来一定系会有好多嘅冲突争拗，因为我见到大家嘅讨论咧，尝试系将佢个 frame 咧系变咗一个好似一小撮。 人嘅利益或者一小撮好似好 minor group 嗰種諗法同個 public interest 係佢好似一個對立面，咁你已經係 set 咗係佢哋就已經係好 irrational 啦。我覺得呢一個態度咧，我聽落係極度唔舒服嘅。 即係我都唔好先講話我同唔同意贊唔贊成，即係我係嘗試都 stay away 啲啦。但係我聽到嗰種討論嘅方式，我係極度擔心。咁同埋坦白講，我見即係個 presentation 用嗰啲例子咧，其實都有啲我覺得係好唔 appropriate 嘅。我舉個例，頭先講話 Marina Bay 咁樣 ，Marina Bay 大家都知係填海填出嚟，係先天規劃，即係已經係諗好晒，就唔係喺後天咁樣係去即係夾硬 remove for bus stop 即係如果你話嗰個沙中線開咗，令到嗰個公共交通搭巴士嘅需求減少，咁你可以用其他地方 justify。但係頭先我哋喺上一個議程先喺度講，話係咪可以用一啲公共嘅交通係去即係減低啲泊車位等等，而巴士本身呢度已經就正正係一個。 一個公共交通啊嘛，你係即呢個或多或少你係好似變相係幫港鐵係去淘汰巴士，我唔知會唔會有一個咁嘅問題啦。咁另外唔係即係會有一個咁嘅 concern 咧，即係點解會係 FIFA 咧要喐巴士咧？另外我唔知大家會唔會喺如果真係有遊客嘅 perspective 咧，我亦都見到喺外地有啲介紹香港咧係即係遊覽咧係一。 整套去睇嘅，即係話覺得係可以搭巴士由旺角搭某一啲巴士，係搭到去個 terminus 咁咧，係去 enjoy 曬成個地方，跟住就再坐個 ferry 係去即係中環，即係可以一整套。哦，當然即係你可以話係咪可以轉 bus stop 成咁，但係咧。 你話而家整體個 bus stop 係咪冇佢嗰個價值咧？我亦都唔覺得係完全冇嗰個價值。咁所以我正正係覺得嗰個係既然係個 judgement 或者個咩係好唔同，我覺得成個處理係要非常小心。同埋我真係可以預示到呢一個，如果係一個好即係個處理得唔好嘅話咧，我覺得一定係會令到個社會一個好大嘅 conflict
咯。好多謝你，係 Andy。 Andy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I think, firstly, I agree with most of everything that's gone before. And I think a public piazza in this key waterfront location is something that really is an absolute must for Hong Kong, for the public at large, and we should support the proposal in principle. Undoubtedly, you know, inevitably there will be some resistance. I mean, as Raymond said, I recall when we both worked in ASDs more than 10 years ago, Raymond had a scheme for this and it came up against the same sort of issues. Two things, really. One is the sort of the perception of heritage, if you like. My personal view is that in the bus shelters have very little architectural merit, but I can understand that the certain members of the public certainly will have an affinity with travelling by bus to that location, getting off the bus, getting on the ferry in that iconic waterfront location. And that's probably something that we should respect. But that's more a question of acknowledging the history of the site rather than, if you like, slavishly having to keep architectural features of minimal merit in that prime location. So I think we should probably look at that in a different way. You know, maybe we can, to some extent, retain the bus transfer function, if you like, in a reduced sense. I don't know to what extent the Hong Kong ILA have actually looked at the possibility of retaining a much reduced sort of bus turnaround drop-off in that location. I don't use buses in that area myself, but I can see that, you know, the replacement terminus in Tsim Sha Tsui East is obviously not ideal if people are commuting. It's quite some considerable distance away from Star Ferry, and there should be some element of compromise, I think, where at least a reduced number of bus routes dropping off in that location can be accommodated, but at the same time allowing the majority of the space to be developed as a public piazza, as has been suggested. So that would be my recommendation, that we support very strongly in principle, but we look at those sort of issues as the design develops. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. PY.
多謝主席。我呢就要講嘅嘢呢大概或者分三個部分啦。咁第一部分呢即係我想澄清下主席可唔可以澄清即係今次嗰個討論即係嗰個目的係咩呢咁即係我就唔希望即係大家就投票啊即係話揀 A 或者揀 B, 咁即係差唔多就 KO, 啊所謂講得俗啲即係就咁啊是但跟一邊啦咁即係應該就唔會係咁簡單嘅即係咁所以應該有個開放態度同埋有好多資料呢即係都係唔夠嘅咁啊所以咁點樣去判斷呢咁應該睇返當年所謂搞過那個設計比賽然後又揀到一個贏了的又沒有做那他一定有些原因但那些原因還成不成立呢那 他即是如果不成立即是現在個今天的情形可能又不同了那因為裡面需要牽涉很多是需要量化的東西那在這個委員會這麼短時間又沒有那些資料要用到一個量化即是譬如面積多大啊多少車 啊怎咁即係討論唔到嘅，咁呢個係冇意思嘅。咁即係今日一定決定唔到。咁但係就即係喺翻城市設計嗰個角度睇咧，其實即係多啲行人啦，同埋亦都因為呢個委員會係海濱事務委員會噶嘛，咁所以應該咧就套用翻即係嗰個海濱規劃原則、那個規劃指引，即係睇下大家邊個無論或者陣間大家都提出啲意見，即係。是不是適合呢是不是符合即是所謂 HPP 啊那些原則啊咁樣。咁即係簡單地睇呢就其實而家嗰個設計現在嗰個狀況呢就唔理想嘅。因為好多人又睇唔通嗰個海有以前有個上蓋那個上蓋又好矮咁呢又真係啲行人又唔方便好似剛才有人講即係話啲人又要經通嗰啲車又咩成。咁但係個現實呢就係嗰個空間呢就有限局限。咁就周圍圍住能夠做嘅咁呢個一個好好困難咁需要好技巧咁需要詳細規劃今日見到嗰、那個即係示範呢其實就未係即係真正嗰個解決嗰個方案嚟嘅我相信咁但如果你再問我哋即係譬如啲學會呀啲專業人士啲代表呢咁如果你話有咩計仔其實係好鬼多嘅 即係我哋好多方法。咁你如果周圍個周邊嗰個環境有限咧，你一係向上空，一係向地底發展嘅。咁但係因為又冇資料，咁好似以前嗰個比賽有人提出過，又話一個沉降式嘅公共空間啊，咁唔知係咪其中一個原因又冇採納啊？咁仲有冇新嘅元素侵入咧？即係譬如隔離嗰啲大廈會唔會幾時會重建？咁佢又釋放嗰個空間？啊，咁又加入埋去，咁、那個機會又大啲。咁另外一個點咧，就唔同意，即係嗰個尖馬咩之星，佢提出話，即係嗰個海濱喺星光大道嗰邊咧都夠行啦。咁我覺得喺海濱事務委員會嗰個角度睇咧，就唔應該係即係咁又停咗喺樹咁嘅。我哋盡量將個海濱如果能夠連通埋佢咧，盡量做多啲嘅。咁即係如果你問我有咩呢，我自己就覺得如果你能夠橫掂嗰個上蓋，而家都唔係好理想，好舊，好似阿馮生講，咁會唔會即係拆咗佢重建？咁你將啲人呢就喺上面等車嘅時候，一方面有部分可以睇到海景，咁然後呢就用返電梯或者樓梯落返去，好多車站都係咁㗎，咁咪唔使地面行。咁但係呢個呢就變咗喺地面就唔可以通到去海，咁呢個係有一個巧妙設計，你又將人升高咗上去，咁點樣由地面又上到去呢，呢個就要佔用即係嗰個波道啊、樓梯啊，咁一時間就未必得嘅。我諗當年有人諗過用沉降式嗰個廣場呢，其實都係想即係解決呢個問題。咁即係各種方案咧，都唔即係可能性咧，都唔排除嘅。咁啊，需要從長計議。咁我希望咧，如果將來即係有機會咧，大家再有人會唔會再重啟即係呢個公共諮詢同呢個設計比賽咧？咁即係如果有咧，我哋好有興趣。即係原則上咧，就喺城市設計同城市規劃嗰度睇咧，就係多啲行人啊，即係嗰個所謂 vibrancy， 即係嗰個動力咧，就會好啲嘅啊。
多謝你 ，Unis。
Yeah, thank you, Chair. First of all, I think on behalf of the Hong Kong Institute of Planners, I just want to congratulate and show my appreciation to HKILA for coming forward with this, you know, idea. I mean.For them to step forward with this proposal, I think it's very bold and very creative. So I think it's certainly, you know, we should show our appreciation for it. This issue is not new. I mean, more than 10 years ago, there was actually a very solid proposal to do something with it. And due to public objection, you know, that was, you know, put aside, which to some degree, looking back, it was sort of unfortunate. So now we're, you know, more than 10 years later, we're back to square one again.And we have now another proposal, you know, from the HGILA, which in a way, I think in the presentation, identify a number of problems with the existing facility. And I think those are real problems. I mean, I use that, you know, sort of terminus quite a bit. And so I'm fully aware of the kind of transportation problems we face, you know, conflict between pedestrians and the buses and the traffic and the taxis and whatnot. So, yes, we do need to do some improvements, you know, with that facility. The problem right now that I think we're facing is the issue of, you know, thinking how do we balance form, function, and heritage preservation. I think that is, you know, a difficult issue. But, you know, even though it's difficult,I think it is now sort of opportune time that we actually do something about it, because if we don't, I mean, that problem will continue. And, you know, 10 years later, we'll be, you know, talking about why 20 years ago, you know, we didn't do anything. So my suggestion is, like, you know, we need to think about the next step, the way forward. So what is the next step on the way forward? I would recommend that the Harbourfront Commission should probably come up with a position.And I think position is, yes, we do need to do something to enhance the facility, to make it a public space. And whether we call it piazza or whatever, the form, function, heritage preservation aspect need to be further looked at and move it forward. You know, otherwise, my concern is that we'll receive the proposal from HILA. We think that's great. Thank you very much. And then nothing happens. So,we need to move forward. So my suggestion is, yeah, let's come up with a position and let's get the government to you know, come up with a proposal and think about how do we carry it further. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Derek， 唔該你。
唔該主席。首先咧都多謝香港園景師學會咧，即係就優化我哋即係海港啊碼頭周邊嘅設施咧，即係有啲意見。但係即係依個尖沙咀露天廣場計劃咧，即係對我嚟講咧係完全唔陌生嘅。尤其是喺油尖旺區議會咧，即係喺我上任之前啊，喺2002年咧係即係政府係提出有咁嘅構思啊。咁亦都咧喺區議會唔同嘅討論咧，同埋介紹，亦都好多場大型、小型嘅公共諮詢。頭先委員話有好多基本嘅資料係未有咧，或者我唔係話好多全部咧，但係我都有啲資料咧想大家備悉嘅。咁正如阿主席所講，今日我哋嘅討論唔係話支持或者係反對或者係點樣。但係我想講翻咧，就係個背景資料咧，由2002年開始去計劃去推行啊諮詢，亦都喺2005年咧喺財委會咧係撥款咗2.76億去做呢個咁嘅露天廣場計劃。咁做緊一個露天廣場計劃，主要咧就係要遷移啲巴士線啊。咁亦都咧係使咗1.4億多咧喺尖沙咀即係摩地道咧係起咗一個叫尖沙咀嘅嗰嘅接替嘅巴士總站啊。咁其實最終喺2012年8月咧，係旅遊事務處咧、運輸處咧，最終咧喺因為啊，即係唔同嘅團體，主要就係一個集體回憶嚇，即係呢個站咧係唔想有任何嘅大嘅更改啊，咁啊集體回憶，同埋咧，如果係喐到嗰啲巴士線咧，係唔少市民即係用開嗰啲咧，係好強烈嘅反對啊。咁喺過程之中，除咗話整個搬遷咧，話亦都係修訂為會唔會攞40% 出嚟去做呢個空間，而保留某啲嘅巴士線咧，而最終嘅結論咧係修改或者遷移一條巴士線咧係。市民啊，有市民咧係好強烈嘅反對，咁我覺得咧係基本咧呢啲係一個好現實嘅問題啊。如果嗰位市民或者嗰啲市民佢乘搭嗰條巴士線，未必喺我哋油尖旺或者係其他嘅市區去嚟咧，咁我覺得我哋係理解嘅啊。咁基於咁嘅原因咧，係最終咧係一個將呢個計劃係擱置嘅，即係政府係好清晰咧係擱置。咁我哋喺區議會討論。是原先亦都是對呢個計劃表示一個正面一個值得去推行一個改動或者 去改善嘅。咁就圍內咧啊，咁我都想即係除咗我頭先所介紹嘅一啲基本資料咧，咁我都希望或者個建議者啦，或者我哋相關部門或者我哋主席都好咧，如果係往後更加深入嘅討論咧，我希望喺政府相關部門啦，即係過往。咩原因？咁而家因為都搬唔到巴士線嘅，咁你何來可以騰出地方去做呢個咁嘅廣場計劃咧？係咪啊？咁政府過往使咗咁多人力、物力、財力去推行嘅，推行咗10年啊，由2002年開始，咁2012年咧係擱置。所以頭先香港園景師學會所介紹好多咧，有相當嘅構思咧，其實係我唔陌生啊，亦都係過往咧係唔同部門、旅遊事務處啊，甚至好多專業團體去提出有啲構思咧係類似嘅啊。咁最終係點樣去擱置咧？我係都希望大家委員或者係我哋主席或者嗰個倡議者咧，係多啲提供全面啲嘅資料嚇。唔該，主席。
唔該你嚇 ，Nix。
好，咁我都用中文講啦。我因為我好似我頭先咁講，其實我第二次嚟參會啦。咁睇到台頭上面嘅文件，同埋同一啲隔離左右嘅委員大概了解咗咧。咁我諗其實區議員坐落呢一啲委員會都係有佢個作用嘅，因為簡單嚟講，即係我係好 appreciate 各位專業人士係可以喺香港嘅公眾空間啊各方面嘅一啲 contribution。但係如果以即係市民嚟講咧，公共空間定係交通嘅需要咧，一定係交通需要先行先嘅。咁樣講啊，因為其實交通需要係一個 necessity， 即係 hierarchy of needs， 如果你要擺落嚟的話咧，你唔會係第一樣嘢係公共空間嘅，一定係嗰個交通配套。咁而家我見到成件事，以我嘅理解咧，係啲咩問題呢？亦都係政府各部門各自為政嘅後果嚟嘅。每一個政府部門佢淨係做佢嗰需要嘅一細 part， 喺成條 timeline 度，佢淨係做佢嗰 part， 做完佢就算啦。咁搞下搞下咧，好多嘢咧就做成十幾廿年，即係荃灣單車徑都做咗接近廿年，就係呢啲咁樣嘅情況。咁中間，大家人的需要是流动的，因为每即人慢慢去发展，这个社会慢慢去发展，他对每一样东西的需求的 standard 是慢慢地去提高，但政策永远跟不到那么快。那出来的后果就是说，大家每一次去再做公众咨询，每一次去做 drafting 的时候，其实会越来越多要求加了下去，加下去的政策又跟不到，那变成这些东西一直 drag 下去。那我现在看到这个问题是，即其实见到头先抬头有一些叫区议会的一些文件呢，其实有一位议员之前入过一些文件问过部门，其实问一条问题问得很啱，为什么这一样东西 study 了七八年之后才发现原来那个 loading 是不够，这样是完全接受不到的。即我们要来去看回这一方面，为什么可以出现这样的情况呢？那是不是需要去问责呢？那个顾问公司当时做 study 的时候冇可能，大家都知道每年香港用了多少钱去给顾问公司做相关的 study， 那做出来的 quality 如果是这么差，其实是不是直情要 blacklist 了去呢？冇可能做七八年才做到。那我现在看到的问题就是说，其实我自己即係而家，我諗其實政府係好需要一個 holistic 嘅成個 plan 啊。因為如果係以我理解咧，去到尖沙咀呢一個站嘅巴士線咧，係講緊成條彌敦道嘅巴士規劃係有問題。呢一樣嘢其實我哋一路喺度講緊就係啦，彌敦道有太多太多太多重疊嘅巴士線，但係一路以嚟咁多嘅區議會用到彌敦道呢條巴士線，其實都未爭持不下 agree 到點樣去 cut， 點樣去重組，係講緊一個好大。大嘅一個交通配套咁多年嚟發展整合嘅一個問題，咁如果呢一嚿嘢都未解決到，而去傾呢一個終點站而去搬去第二度或者怎樣那樣咧，其實對市民對政府嘅 expectation 嚟講咧，其實會係會好嚴重。即係我咁樣去睇，即係當然我好 appreciate 大家，喂 ，OK， 公共空間怎樣那樣，可通達性，望唔望得穿個海各方面嘅嘢，呢個係一個講緊公共空間而對成個 design 嘅角度嚟去睇，係講緊尖沙咀呢一忽。但係我哋去睇嘅話，就係話各位叫做喺區議會有負責嘅一啲區議員，你去望嘅時候，我哋係講緊成。成件事咁样去睇，咁我其实即系而家现时台头上面嘢系冇，即系以我角度，我冇可能支持到，但亦都希望政府可以即系朝住呢一方面嘅方向，系整体地睇下点样去改善成件事，去解决到个结啦。因为而家个结其实唔系喺呢一度应唔应该去做，而系成件事根本配合唔到市民对政府现行社会嘅一个交通配套嘅一个问题。呢一方面解决唔到，系冇可能去支持到呢一。
Paul, it's your turn. I hope that you're not making a whole presentation here.
No, I'm not going to make a whole presentation.
Because we have not scheduled time for that.
No, but I'd like to support my comments with some officials. First of all, I believe it is unacceptable, the situation at the Tsim Sha Tsui Star Ferry and bus facility. It's a very poor environment, and it is... It's Hong Kong's top most visited tourist destination if you take that whole area into account. So it needs to be addressed. It needs to be fixed. We've looked at it in the past. This is the current and this is the current situation. And the idea was that all of this was going to be moved away with everything blocked. So it was going to be moved all the way to this point, and this whole area was going to become available as a public space area.That was the plan in 2002, and Derek has explained it already. And that plan then was cut back to become a bad compromise. We only were going to do half. And that, the bad compromise here is that this is exactly in a place where people are going to be crossing the road. We didn't think it was a good, at that time, a good idea to do that. But these were going to be the bus parking areas. They're going to be all along the road. Now, I must say, the circumstances have completely changed in the area, because at that time...You couldn't cross Salisbury Road except through the tunnels. But now we have our first pedestrian crossing back, and we're going to get a second pedestrian crossing back at grade. So pedestrian mobility at street level is going to improve, so it's going to be easier to get around. And I think that is going to make it easier for moving the buses. some of the, I believe these are some of the design competitions that have been, the Piazza design competition, the winning scheme is this. This is the design for removing entirely. And then this is, you know, a possibility, of course, if you redesign the bus terminus at least somewhat and reducing it. And another possibility is to, which we had looked at that time, this is just looking at it on this basis. And the other is to put it underground and to sink it. And to, so then you still have the buses in the area, but you're going to have much more space at ground level. So this is possible. Of course, the seawall needs to be some significant support. But then you would have a much better environment at the top level, and the buses are underneath, or at least the buses you still need. So those are kind of like some ideas, and they were kind of like circulated in that period between 2003 and 2012. So I think we should be aware of those. Then we should also be aware that this building, we've also seen lots of proposals. We've seen proposals for fixing up this by the Star Ferry Company. This shows the bad situation. And the Star Ferry Company themselves have proposed that this building was going to be fixed up. And this is the, let me just go to the front view to kind of fix it up, as they show here, removal of all the unnecessary canopies and making a much nicer entrance to it. So we have all of these ideas. So my proposal to the group would be that the Star Ferry Pier, together with the Star Ferry bus terminus, that whole area becomes a study area, and that we're then going to get the transport department to further reconsider the possibility of moving buses, yes or no, and how many, and so we know the minimum and maximum number of bus routes we can have there, and then we can come up with, we start a redesign process for this area. It needs to be done, but it should be including the Star Ferry Pier together with the bus terminus as one project with boundary around it. But because there's so many different parties involved, we need a working group where all the various interests are in working together. Otherwise, nothing will move. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. Francis, please.
I
Thank you, Francis. 或者 Charles 同 Connie 有冇嘢想補充？快少少可能要。
Okay, thank you all for your very valuable comments and support. And I know this is a very hard and difficult issue, and we're looking for ways to compromise. I mean, I think compromise may not be a real word to use, but I think coexist. There are things that can coexist in the same space. It doesn't have to be, you know, a large sparse terminus. It could be a unique sparse terminus with, you know, characters and features, and it could, you know, be one of the few sparse terminus that's next to the waterfront. It could be the world's only sparse terminus that's next to the waterfront. So there are ways to look at things and how we can better utilize the space for everyone in Hong Kong. I think everyone's needs change from time to time, and you know, this issue 15 years ago and 15 years now and 15 years later will be all handled by different people and with different mentalities and agendas. So, but I agree with Mr. Francis' comments that we need to move forward, and I think only then that we can find solutions to adopt ever-changing needs of the Hong Kong people. So thank you very much.
好，多謝。
咁只係想補充兩點啫。第一咧，我哋呢個 proposal 就係想即係想希望呢一件事再即係 revisit 同埋 move forward 嘅啫。咁至於嗰個 proposal 係點樣行咧，就即係我哋只係拋出一個方案，大家去考慮。
多謝。
咁另外咧就係、是、其實嗰即係我哋睇翻呢一啲咁樣嘅 structure 咧，其實佢都唔係唔係最 original 最早嘅一啲歷史建築嚟嘅。咁如果我哋拎走咗佢咧，反而嗰個真正嘅歷史建築，即係嗰個 Safari 咧，係會睇到，同埋嗰個即係 Piazza 或者 pedestrian 嗰個 area 咧，係會更加好去配合呢個歷史建築嘅。另外一樣咧，就係我哋呢個 proposal 係絕對唔係話想即係 exclude 咗一啲collective memory 或者係嗰啲bus terminus 嗰個 function， 只不過係即係我哋呢個 proposal 係依然係有一個 subtle balance， 係希望有一個 bus stop 係可以用到去，但係係一個即係活化或者係佢一個即係將個空間係improve 嘅一個scheme。咁喺呢度咧，我哋希望即係希望即係得到 Harbourfront Commission 咧嘅 support 啦，即係可以呢一個議題可以再 revisit， 同埋即係希望政府可以再即係再睇一睇，令到呢一個咁重要的公共空間咧係可以即係啟動再有一啲 improvement 嘅嚇，唔該。
係啊，多謝阿 Charles 同 Connie 同埋即係我諗喺呢度咧。即係我唔知係咪有少少即係職業病咧？我聽即係大家一路喺度講嘅時候咧，即係我就諗起即係愛因斯坦就話，即係我哋要做科學咧，最一樣嘢要諗就係唔好諗住一個失敗嘅實驗咧，做佢100次個結果係會唔同，個結果係會一樣。咁我諗其實咧，我哋如果要真係前行嘅話咧，我哋以前嗰個 scheme。即係我哋你點樣去做嗰個 Piazza， 我哋嗰、那個即係之前嗰個 scheme 係點啊，或者嗰個比賽啊，或者即係呢啲其實可能係我哋可以 make reference 參考，但係好似其實好多人都講過咧，其實嗰個社會啊都喺度改變緊，即係我哋有啲譬如你話頭先我哋嗰啲即係有一啲地區嘅聲音，或者一啲巴士迷或者個人嘅嘢，嗰、那個問題就係我哋基本上咧呢啲唔同嘅 stakeholders 咧，即係都係我哋唔可以即係貶低佢或者 ignore 佢或者無視佢就繼續去前行，即係始終咧如果依樣嘢要做咧，我希望我哋就可以一齊去 work together， 係去將之前嘅嘢。佢可以再 improve， 咁我見到 Hong Kong IL 咧 ，Charles 同埋阿 Connie 依度咧，其實個 presentation 雖然唔係一個 specific 嘅 design， 其實有一啲嘢咧係好實在嘅，譬如嗰個 bulky 嗰個 canopy 嗰個 cover， 咁而我哋就算即係其實我覺得我哋就算而家嘅討論咧都好即係極端化，但係有一樣嘢係共通，就係、是、大家都覺得呢個地方係需要 improvement，we need improvements for this area， 咁呢度其實有好多 idea 咧已經可以。慢慢去執行，再去做呢件事。咁所以咧，我就想其實我哋 move forward 嘅時候，就好似大家 suggest 咁，而家 harbour unit 即係亦都會成立一個 harbour office。雖然其實即係荃灣嗰度又有 issue 啊，跟住 parking 有嘅，但係尖沙咀亦都係， 即係咁多委員即係都見到，其實尖沙咀講咗好多次㗎，碼頭啊 ，Piazza， 其實尤其個碼頭咧係好需要、好需要重建嘅。即係如果喐個碼頭咧，某程度上我都覺得我哋真係要真係好慎重考慮，因為而家你大家知道我哋要喺海濱整一個碼頭有幾咁困難，同埋即係如果我哋要即係渡輪服務，即係喺 Victoria Harbour 再做好啲，這個碼頭係應該要將佢 improve。咁所以咧，我希望我哋可唔可以就係當佢一個整體，尤其係嗰個 Ferry Pier。同埋嗰個附近嗰度都係當一個 action area holistically 咁去睇，就 tag on 其實 Hong Kong IL 同埋之前 Piazza 各樣嘢嘅 concept， 睇下我哋點可以 work together，especially with 區議會啊 ，with 嗰啲地區嘅聲音咧可以 move ahead， 同埋我哋可唔可以有一個即係呢個方向？唔知阿 Doris 你點睇？
多謝主席。其實就或者咁講咧，頭先一路聽大家嗰個意見咧，我都盡量揾翻啲背景資料，即係去理解一下，即係依度嗰個歷史。其實咧，好似頭先咧都有委員提過啦，即係今時今日都好多謝即係園景師學會嗰度提出依個咁嘅建議啦。但係依個建議咧想去改善咧嗰、那個尖沙咀嗰、那個即係天星碼頭同埋附近嗰個巴士站咧，亦都唔係一個新嘅建議。咁啊有少即係資料嘅補充啦，咁樣頭先都略略提過，但係我想整全啲，因為頭先都好似有啲混亂，究竟當時政府提出嘅建議譬如唔同嘅持份者嗰個睇法同埋關注點係點樣咧？有咩其實已經解決咗嘅？有啲咩係仲未解決咧？咁樣其實咧比較正式咧就係、是、即係我哋都有旅遊事務處嘅同事喺度，如果我一陣有啲咩可以即係麻煩你都補充一下。其實咧正式嚟講咧喺近幾年咧。政府咧就喺2008年咧就提出一個建議嘅，就去即係點樣改善咧天星碼頭出邊咧就係想起一個 Piazza 嘅，就係即係而家巴士站個位置啦咁樣。咁當時咧就將依個咁嘅工程咧去刊憲嗰時咧，喺09同埋10年嗰時咧都遇到幾多嘅反對。當時嗰個關注係咩咧？第一咧就當然頭先都有委員講啦，係交通。因為嗰度好多巴士入嚟嘅咁樣，咁點樣安排即係經常使用嗰度嘅即係市民唔會即係影響佢哋即係可以繼續去用嗰啲巴士服務咧咁。而當時咧係基本上幾多區議會咧都就住呢一點咧係提出反對嘅嚇。咁依個一點啦，巴士服務點樣去維持咧係一個關注嚟嘅當時。第二點咧就開始已經有聲音咧就住咧嗰個巴士站咧嘅一啲即係歷史價值啦。好想保留有人嚇，咁兩點關注。2008年嘅時候，好啦，咁當時有因為有依兩方面嘅關注啦，咁喺2011年咧，政府其實都係透過即係旅遊事務處嗰邊咧，再提出另一個建議啦。依、這個建議咧係想針對翻之前咧嗰兩個主要嘅關注嘅，希望咧喺嗰個巴士站咧去起一個 Piazza 之餘咧，仍然可以提供翻一個即係巴士站嘅服務，當中咧係包括咗咧一個叫做 PTI 嘅 Public Transport Interchange 嘅咁樣。咁咧其實咧嗰個結果咧係咩咧？就係咧所有巴士站仍然可以保留嘅。咁所以咧就係當時咧就區議會咧就已經唔反對啦。已經唔反對啦。Harbourfront Commission 咧，亦都支持嘅。咁反而咧，剩翻咧就係當我哋又係去刊憲嗰個工作嗰時候咧，就都收咗成即係超過7000個反對。咁而當中咧，就係、是、一啲即係比較年青啲嘅即係朋友啦，都係由嗰個保育嗰個角度咧，希望保留翻咧成個巴士站嘅。咁嗱，即係講翻嗰個歷史咧，就似乎就係即係依一個咧，就如果我哋要向前行嘅話咧，就一定要要處理啦。即係仍然可能喺社會上咧，係有班人咧都幾強烈嘅意見咧，係覺得要保留個巴士站嘅。即係啱同唔啱，我覺得有時好難講嘅。不過即係如果我哋想再喺嗰、那個依一個地方咧，再做啲嘢咧，依、這個一定要處理嘅。咁另外咧，或者都可以請即係旅遊事務處啲同事睇下有冇補充啦，同埋咧都想睇下 運輸署嘅同事，因為咧其實運輸署嘅同事咧，似乎可以同我哋講翻咧，就係而家都可能佢哋開展緊一個討論，同發展商就點樣去改善翻咧嗰個即係喺尖沙咀嗰個天星碼頭嗰部分嘅嚇，咁睇下個進度係點咯。咁如果就住頭先阿主席一開始講話，即係好唔好？我哋都即係重新檢視翻依個即係建議，睇下可唔可以有啲咩做得到嘅。
我的建議不是咁，
係係，
我哋唔再重睇呢樣嘢。
我想咧，即係澄清一下咧，我就一開始講得好清楚，我而家咧就唔係想話我哋要重啟呢個建議去討論，我哋而家咧係需要用一個開放嘅態度去睇下呢一個地區，即係呢一度，即係尖沙咀海濱呢個地方點樣可以再將佢改善？之前嗰啲 history， 我哋作為一個 reference。但係唔應該，我哋就不停 refer to 嗰度啊。咁我哋睇下喺而家呢個狀況之下，點樣可以去改善呢樣嘢，其實先係最重要咯。咁而我就覺得喺呢一個即係 Hong Kong IA 嘅 presentation 裏面，已經有一啲地方我哋可以做得好啲㗎啦。咁呢個地方其實呢個海濱點樣可以做好啲，肯定係可以嘅。咁但我唔想話咧，我哋要將以前嗰樣嘢，我就局限咗，我要將以前嗰個 proposal 再攞出嚟再傾。嗰、那個結果唔會唔同啊！你明唔明我的意思啊？咁我的意思我就話，我哋不如我哋就再睇呢個 area， 將嗰樣嘢作為一個參考，我哋再睇下點樣前進，好嘛？因為如果我咧就唔想話，即係再讓即係譬如Transportation Commission 啊，或者 Transport Department 啊，我哋慢慢再即係回應呢一個咁 specific 嘅 proposal， 因為我估我哋將來再前行嘅時候咧，嗰樣嘢唔會 exactly the same 噶啦，都會有啲唔同噶啦。咁可唔可以其實我哋就首先睇下，尤其即係嗰個Ferry Pier 嗰個 renovation 幾時？起碼我哋有一個概略，可以真係可以將呢個 area 作為一個 item 一個 proposal 上個會裡面正式可以傾一傾大概嘅方向係點樣，好嘛？即係我想係咁樣從呢個角度去做。咁所以如果咁就其實某程度上都係即係我哋 harbour unit， 我哋係要 check up 呢樣嘢嘅。咁呢個係我諗就係即係第即係我覺得其實呢個我哋基本上係兩個共識啫。第一就係即係我哋嘅 task force 係需要revisit 呢一個 area， 第二就係即係其實呢個 area 都係需要 improvements 嘅，嚇好嘛？
冇問題嘅，主席。不過咧政府裏邊都有啲分工嘅，以往就即係旅遊事務處咧都有參與依一帶嗰個發展嘅，咁或者我哋可以同佢一齊咁即係睇一睇依度有啲咩改善可以做得到啦，咁樣嚇。
哇，唔該曬啊 ，Doris。其實我就覺得，因為我哋呢個 task force 嘅好處亦都係即係希望即係譬如。即係議員都有講，有陣時就係每個部門自己做唔同嘅嘢，但係其實喺呢一個 Harbourfront 嘅 area， 唔同嘅部門都需要合作咯，好嘛？如果係咁，我哋即係就咁樣 move ahead， 希望我哋喺 Metro Rising 嘅時候，就算未必下一次會已經可以翻到嚟，都有一個 idea， 幾時我哋可以再 revisit 呢一個 item 咯？好多謝 Hong Kong IL 即係同我哋即係重新再即係睇下呢一個 area， 同埋有一啲意見，我哋可以即係再 take up 咯，好嘛？唔該曬。